This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's the Offense Show. We're on the Team 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. And so we're kicking around a bunch of different ideas before the show, Anthony. And you send me one of my favorite things that gets put out every year, because I just think it's fascinating to look at. And that is the 2025 fantasy projections from ESPN's Mike Clay. They're out. They got updated, on Friday, and then put out today, and off we go, Anthony. We have team projections, and then he does all his category leaders, and, you know, he also ranks the coaching staffs, and Mike does a lot of work in this document, the official 2025 NFL projection guide. What's that? By the way, before I get into the commanders of it all, what's anything as you flipped through here that you you thought was very interesting?
He has our win total at, like, what was it, 8.7, I think it was?
Yeah, he's got 8.7. So they do that based off of the weekly score projections and the win probabilities. And so it's a little bit more than just a straight up, like, I think this game. So they try to do a data version or data driven version of it. So they've got like 66% win probability against the Giants, but only 42% against Green Bay, meaning it's a probable loss. 71% at home against Vegas. You know, it says they're going to start pretty good. And then they hit a tougher stretch. And, you know, that game against Philly at the end of the season is currently a 35% chance. And it's like, yeah, you're at Philadelphia. That one's going to be tough. But by the same token, you know, we don't know what happens if, again, God forbid, Jalen Hurts gets hurt at the end, or before the end of the season. Then those last two games against Philly, two of the final three, look a lot different. So, that definitely did, hit me, but also their strength of schedule ranking is 22nd, as in like one of the hardest in the leagues. That would be 10th hardest in the league. And that definitely.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Stood out. I think the other thing, too, is they think the Commanders' defense is going to be, like, they projected to be the 31st defense in the league, second to last.
And you're giving up the most points, too.
I find that hard to believe.
Like, come on, bro.
And, you know, when if you're going to do this based off of projections on individual players, I get it. I get it to an extent. You know, I understand that the stats aren't going to necessarily look great for this team, but I think that he's got them eighth offensively. I think that eighth-ranked offense is going to be a big reason why you probably aren't the 31st-ranked defense. Like, I also think they're better with some of their personnel than I think that this projection accounts for. I think that they will be better defensively this year than they were last year, and they were not, you know, the 32nd ranked defense last year. But that's my own personal belief in this coaching staff. It's my own personal belief in what I think Dan Quinn is capable of and Joe Witt Jr. and how they clearly had a vision for certain things they wanted, and Adam Peters is very good at finding those things. But when you look into some of the individuals offense, like, and also just like, you know, there's certain things that they project that I'm like, I don't think that's how that's going to play out. They project Brandon Coleman, and it's going to be hilarious because there's some people that are so mad at me for suggesting that this could happen. But they have Brandon Coleman playing right tackle. They have Josh Connerly as the backup right tackle. I don't think that's how that's going to go down. I think both of them are going to be on the field. They've got Tunsil, Allegretti, Biotish, Wiley, Coleman as the offensive line. I think it will be Tunsil, Coleman, Biotish, Wiley, Connerly until Cosme comes back, right? So that could seriously affect things, for better or for worse, because you have a rookie all of a sudden in there, and how does he play? Or maybe this is correct. Maybe he does wind up being a backup to start. It feels crazy for a first-round pick, but, you know, at a position where you've got a little bit of veteran depth, maybe they decide to develop him and to give him a year to try to learn how to play the right side because he's never played a right side of the offensive line before. You know, they've got Luke McCaffrey being their leader in kick returns in terms of the attempts. They've only got it doing, you know, 17. But, like, I think that's going to be Jalen Lane as their primary kick returner, and they're going to make sure he gets the ball. They also seemingly do projections for everybody playing the same number of games. So they've got Jaden Daniels projected to play 15 and Marcus Mariota too, which, by the way, is kind of what it was last year. But then they've got all the running backs playing 14. You know, all the receivers playing 15 except for Michael Gallup playing 14, who I keep forgetting is on the team. But Zach Ertz, Ben Sinnott, John Bates, all playing 15 games, and their stat projections, like, reflect that. So there's a bunch of stuff that, like, you know, it's not going to play out that way, and how it ultimately plays out is probably going to have a big effect on the season. If Terry McLaurin can play 17 healthy games again, that seems really relevant and important. They have Terry projected to get 117 targets, 77 catches, 1,032 yards, 7 touchdowns. And I got to say, those numbers feel kind of right to me. Maybe a little low on the catches, potentially, depending on how things go, but that feels kind of right. Debo, 26 rushing attempts, 116 yards, 90 targets, 58 catches, 820 yards, 4 touchdowns. That feels kind of right.
Yeah.
The interesting one is Jaden. Or the two, I'll tell you the two most interesting to me. Jaden coming in at 3,700 yards, 23 touchdowns, 10 picks. 129 rushing yards, 129 rushing attempts, 711 yards, 6 touchdowns. That feels maybe a little light. Like, I think there's definitely a chance he's a 4,000-yard passer this year if he can play 17 games, which he did not last year. I mean, he did, but he didn't. He didn't play 17 full games last year. But it is probably worth pointing out that in these are ultimately fantasy rankings, Anthony. And where do those numbers put him fantasy wise? You see the column all the way to the right?
Talking about for Jaden?
Yeah.
One?
Yeah, that would put him first. And all fantasy quarterbacks. So you can say, like, oh, he's going to throw for 4,000, or oh, he's going to do this. 23 touch. Like, if he accounts for almost 30 touchdowns, that's going to put the Commanders in a spot to win a lot of football games. The other interesting one to me is Brian Robinson.
Yeah, I was
about
to say.
He's got 185 rushes, 776 yards, 8 touchdowns. For reference last year, Robinson went 187 yards, 187 attempts, 799 yards, 8 touchdowns. So that is almost identical to what he's got this year. 2 less carries, a few less yards, same number of touchdowns. But obviously Robinson last year missed a couple of games. So, and you know, just right on track. Like, what happens if he stays healthy? If he doesn't, can guys like Kroski, Merritt, et cetera, fill up the stat sheet? So here's my question. For folks on the phones at 301-230-0980. That's right, 5 o'clock hour. We're talking to you today. We're taking some 5 o'clock calls. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. And the question is simply, who do you think will overperform what everyone else thinks in 2025? So who's the guy that when you're talking to your buddies, like, hey, I think this guy's going to have a bigger year than people expect in 2025 for the Commanders. 301-230-0980. We take your calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.